We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, here we go. We're going to get moving here. We're talking about Taylor Ward as a possibility for the Pirates. See if they can close the deal, you know. And I'm not sure what the deal is going to look like. So that's one thing that I want to make very clear, that we were just spitballing names of guys that we were thinking might, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because Pony tweeted out a list of three names. Yes. I knew that's where you were going with that.
And I wanted to make sure that it's very, very clear to anybody listening or anybody out there. I'm not spitballing. We were just spitballing names of people in the minor league system that, hey, maybe this guy, maybe that guy, or whatever.
That it would make sense could be involved in a deal.
Yeah, exactly. So at the end of the day, I mean, if you think about it, they could be, there's a lot of different ways they could go. It could even be cash considerations.
It's not going to be that small.
It won't be that cheap, but I'm just saying, you know, it could be maybe one prospect in cash, or it could be, you know, there's a million different ways to do it, you know. And so it's just kind of feeling that, you're just trying to add, and you're trying, here's what the Pirates are trying to do. They're trying to get a little bit better without having to give up much. And Taylor Ward would fit that bill.
Yeah.
You get a little better and you don't have to give up that much. And then the thing about him is, again, you probably could at that point get to a point where, at that point, I think it's important to note that, you know what, then you have Michael A. Taylor, you push back. You push him back to your fourth outfielder or whatever.
Also, a lot of people are texting in and saying that Taylor Ward is hurt. He hurt his knee in a game a couple of days ago. I think it was the 7th or the 8th. He played yesterday. He said he's fine. He was back in the lineup yesterday and said he was feeling much better with a knee injury. Right. So, not 100% healthy, but he's healthy. You're not trading for an injured guy.
You're not trading for an injured guy. More importantly, he's going to have 4 or 5 days off next week or whatever. You know what I mean? If it really comes down to that. I'm just saying, it is what it is. So, you know, now we've just got to figure out where it goes. And I think that it is important. I think that it's important to note that these are the kind of deals the Pirates are probably going to be doing, right? Not deals for big name guys. They're probably going to retool a little bit and try and get a little bit better without having to give up a bunch. And that's why, going full circle back to where we were at the start, City Limits, back to where we were at the start, where I was talking about you could actually sell a little bit in order to add. You could actually sell, for instance, a Perez. You could actually sell, for instance, a Chapman. Get the, you know, Chapman would probably save you, what, about $5 million? I mean, he's $10.5 million. He's $10.5 million. We're a little bit over the halfway point. So let's say the Pirates have paid him, I don't know, $5.5 million or something by now. So you're probably saving $4.5 to $5 million with him. And $3.5 to $4 million with Perez. Which, you add that up, now you have $8 to $10 million bucks that you can sort of play with if you want to try and make a deal. Because, again, you bring a guy in like Taylor Ward, it's going to cost you a couple million dollars or whatever it is. So that's why I say that anybody who's saying the Pirates are definitely going to be buyers or definitely going to be sellers, I honestly think they're going to be a little bit of both.
Makes the most sense.
You know what I'm saying?
And they've done this before.
Right.
In the past where they've been buyers or sellers, whether they're trading from a position of depth, which starting pitching has completely become, and the bullpen, which we're starting to see it with more and more guys healthy. Plus, Chapman's been wildly inconsistent this year.
But right.
Throwing 102, 103 is still a flair for the dramatic for a lot of people. And, I mean, he blew the game on, what, Sunday, was it?
Right.
Right, where they had a lead, 3-2. Gonzalez gave him the right. lead or whatever it was, 2-1. Chapman can't close it out down to the last strike. So somebody's still going to give up something very good for Aroldis Chapman. Maybe not the return that the Royals got, but I would expect a decent return for Chapman, plus the money off the books, and it'll open the door for a Carmen Majinski to become the seventh inning guy. And I don't think it's that big of a loss if you lose Chapman, just because he's probably won you as many games as he's lost for you, right? Maybe he lost more.
And that's the thing. That's the thing about it. I would tell you. I would say this. In 2013, we knew they were definitely going to be buyers, right? And they didn't buy at the trade deadline, but they bought in August. In the back then, before the rules changed, if you made a trade in August, a guy had to clear waivers first,
yep, and the then waiver
you
deadline.
Know, so there was the non-waiver trade deadline, and then there was the waiver trade deadline, which was the end of August, and that's when they got Justin Morneau and the outfielder
Marlon Byrd.
We knew they were going to add.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives well. Better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies, like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, I thought in 2015 we were pretty sure they were going to add. They've had some years where it was kind of like, well, we're probably not going to add because we're not in the race at all. And so we're going to sort of, you know, just sell off what we can sell off and move on from there.
And then it was 2018 where they sold the deed to the house to go get Chris Archer.
Right. And that was all because they went 15 games before the All-Star break. Remember, they went like 14-1 or 13-2. They went like 13-2 over 15 games.
Got them to like three games over 500.
Yeah, and all of a sudden it was like, well, I guess we got to do something. But this is the kind of year where you take a more cautious approach. You retool a little bit. You add a couple of players. And maybe you subtract a couple of guys who are just sort of on expiring contracts to sort of offset whatever you're going to add. But the other part of it is you bring in, you know, maybe one or two more prospects that you're able to use in the offseason, maybe to trade, right? It's all about trying to give yourself the best advantage, most advantageous place that you can be for when you are really, truly ready to put together your team to go for it.
Well, and that's my point regarding Ward. Like,
right.
If you acquire Reynolds at this point, like,
it doesn't do you any good.
No. How important would that be compared to a guy who signed for two more years after this?
Right.
That's what you want to acquire, especially if the price is right. Can help now, can help later, and you know what you have going into next season, so you're not in scramble mode in the offseason trying to make a trade that maybe you do not want to make.
Right. It is just going to be always, I think, the balance that the Steelers, or I'm sorry, that the Pirates have to have, which is they want to make sure that they're moving forward and becoming a more competitive team every year or half year or however you want to measure it. They want to make sure that they have a budget that makes sense for them, right? And they want to make sure that they have the ability to have enough prospect capital that if they need to add or they want to go out and make a big move or go trade for somebody that really can help them in a big way, that they have enough that they can absorb it without, quote unquote, mortgaging their future. I mean, I think it's a balance that the Pirates have not really achieved, to be honest.
Well, Paul, we have a National Baseball Insider that has commented. Somebody tweeted at Robert Murray to see, is Taylor Ward going to Pittsburgh? And Robert Murray has responded. Would you like to hear what he said?
Yes, go ahead.
Robert Murray said, nothing has ever been close regarding a Taylor Ward to Pittsburgh deal.
Okay.
So curious what he might be hearing compared to what you might be hearing.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, again, we'll see what happens, right? That's just the way it is. We'll see what happens. That's all I can tell you, right? But I don't know that. I mean, nothing has ever been close is very, very, what does that mean?
It means that he's hearing something completely different than you are.
I mean, maybe. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Maybe. I mean, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's right.
It doesn't mean that. Here's what I'm telling you. I know I'm right about. The Pirates have been talking to the Angels about Taylor Ward. You know what I'm saying? That's what we know to be true. I know that to be true. So whatever happens from this point on is going to be interesting, you know. But again, it is what it is, you know. And people keep saying this. I mean, again, people. Hang on. See, people, again.
Yeah, people are trying to dispute it and
find
ways against
this
it.
The Pirates are acquiring outfielder Taylor Ward from the Angels per Paul Zeiss. That's not what I reported. Did I report that?
You said that it's close.
I said that they're in. What did I say? Here's exactly. Okay, let's have a lesson again in reporting. Here we go. Let's do it. Being told Pirates are in on Taylor Ward from the Angels. Did I report that they made a deal for him? Or they're in on him? What did I report?
We have the audio from the start of the show.
I'm saying, being told the Pirates are in on Taylor Ward from the Angels. This is what I put on Twitter.
Right.
Okay. Told deal isn't done. Pirates are trying to get it over the finish line. What does that mean?
It means it's not done yet.
Exactly. It's not done. So people that are saying, oh, well, he's reporting that this is done. I've never reported that that was a done deal. Ever. What I said was, they're trying to get it done. So, you know, take that as you may, or be that as you may. I just laugh because, like I said, have you ever done that exercise when you were like in youth group or youth where, you know, there's 10 of you sit in a chair.
Telephone.
Whatever it is. And the counselor or the teacher or whoever whispers in the first person's ear something, like a sentence and a half or two sentences, right? And then the next person, you witness it or you whisper it to the next person, the next person, the next person, the next person, the next person. And then the last person says what they just heard. Have you ever done that?
Yes, a couple of times.
And the last person, whatever the last person says, is nowhere close to what the first person actually said. Right?
Correct.
That's what always happens in these things. And so
we'll put the audio out so everything is thrown out there.
It doesn't matter to me because what I'm saying is I hate that people are reporting. Well, he's reporting that they have made the trade. That's not what I'm reporting.
Oh, now you got MLB trade rumors all wiled up.
Good.
The power of Paul.
There we go. We got him going.
The Pirates and this is what MLB trade rumors says. The Pirates and Angels are in talks on a trade that would send outfielder Taylor Ward from Anaheim to Pittsburgh.
Right.
Reports Paul Zeiss of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and 93.7 The Fan. While a deal isn't yet complete, Zeiss adds that Pittsburgh is actively trying to get the deal across the finish line.
Right.
There you go.
I mean, these people, you know what I'm saying?
Well, clarification is important.
It is. For some people, they don't seem to understand that. Anyway, we've got Mark Cabali coming up. We'll do that next on the Paul Zeiss, Joe Starkey, whatever the hell we're calling this show. It's 93.7 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.